everybody, and welcome to another episode of Song Swap Showdown. We're so excited for you to be here with us today. If you are new to our show here, how our show typically works is that Amanda and I each swap three songs with each other that we don't think the others heard before. We try our best to make sure there's songs that we haven't heard before, so we're exposing ourselves to some new tunes. However, it happens. Listen, there's a lot of music out there, so it definitely happens. We then take those songs, we rate them on a scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being a hard pass, dumpster fire, as some may say. That's correct. It's just not a song that we like. It's a skip. It's a skip. Yeah. It's an immediate skip. Maybe not even choosing to put it on. So yeah, there's that. All the way up to 5 records, which, as we like to say, is heavenly music to our ears. That's right. It is the song that is going on the Eternity playlist. It's the chef's kiss of music, of songs.
You're passionate about that chef kiss today.
Yes. Mwah. Yes. That's a 5 record tune, ladies and gentlemen. 5 record tune. So how do we pick these songs? Well, we spin the wheel of themes at the end of every single episode, and that determines the songs that we will be picking each and every week. So this week's theme, as we spun the wheel, once again, is another Tina Johnson pick. We didn't realize that Tina basically dominated the entire wheel with our picks when we put the picks on, but this week's pick is something, you know, near and dear to my heart. Not so much Amanda's.
No.
But I'm going to let Amanda talk about what this week's theme is, if you haven't guessed it from the title. Amanda, what's today's theme?
So Tina's excellent theme that we would have never put on the wheel. So I'm so glad when we get the suggestions, because this is a show we would not have done otherwise. So Tina, thank you. And it is all about songs you listen to while getting high. Disclaimer, I've never in my life did a drug ever.
You never smoked the pot?
I've never smoked the pot. I took half a Vicodin once for pain over 20 years ago.
Right.
And I got so sick from it.
Yeah.
I said, never again.
I can't take that. That makes me sick. That makes me sick.
And all I could think of as I was throwing up was, why do people do this on purpose?
Well, I will say, okay, so there's a huge world of difference really quick.
I'm sure.
Let me delineate. There's a huge world of difference between a pharmaceutical drug like Vicodin versus plant medicine like cannabis. Huge difference. Completely different experience, by the way.
And I will say, it's not because I wouldn't have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't do it, because right, I would have loved it too much. I'm very addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this with drinking. I've never drank before because I knew that if I had it, I would have loved it. So like at the age of 8, I'm like, just say no, Amanda, just say no. And because I would have loved it too much, because I'm such an addictive person. So I'm not against people doing it. It's legal in many, many states.
Yes,
Michigan being one of them.
Both of our states.
Well, yep. I have friends who are very much in the cannabis.
In the culture.
So I'm not against it. I just don't do it. When the wheels spun this, I was like, oh no. And Chris was so nice. He's like, well, you can just do it at getting high on life. And I'm like, that's fair. That's fair. But I think I found a decent blend with the songs that I chose.
I think you chose a very good little playlist for sure. And yeah, and I do want to make note of that, everybody. Like, listen, I know we're going to obviously lean very heavy into the getting high, getting stoned, you know, that whole thing. But I do want to say for those of you that don't partake, whether you choose or you gave it up, perfectly fine. Like, you don't have to have a vice to actually, you know, be high. Like we were talking about, like, there's a lot of endorphin highs, like people who work out, people who, you know, just like love life, you know, and there's lots of ways to feel high and to get yourself ready and prepared and kind of achieve a level of consciousness that you're looking for, a level of escapism. So just want to say that, you're as Ian says,
for example,
my only drug of choice is the Chris and Amanda show. You know what? That's a great drug of choice. Great drug of choice. Yeah. So, I mean, listen, whatever it is for you, whatever gets you high, gets you in that state, then more power to you. We're not here to tell you wrong or right. But today, we're going to give you the soundtrack, at least some songs for your soundtrack that will get you there. So we've got a great mix of songs today. I think that today's playlists that we're swapping with each other are very indicative, once again, of our musical styles and tastes.
Yeah.
Hopefully, my playlist turns you on to some songs that you'd never heard before or bands that you'd never heard before. I know your playlist to me, other than one song, I'd never heard before. So,
great.
Well, I should say maybe two. I mean, the Kacey Musgraves tune, I may have. But not to the level that I listened to it today. Or yeah. Actually this weekend.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, all right. So, let's get into the show. So, first of all, Amanda, before we get into anything.
Okay.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
And I think you might know this one because I know you live under a rock, but I don't think you live under that much of a rock. As much as you pertain to be.
Ooh.
Do you know what 420 means? Other than April 20th?
I actually do.
All right.
Because as I said, I have a lot of friends who partake.
Mm-hmm.
And they always post about it on their social media. So I guess I don't know exactly like word for word, but right. It's just the national day to partake and get high, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the stoner holiday. It's become that. It's, you know, the national, I don't know, it's not even a national because it's not federally legal, but like, yeah, it's become recognized as the official or unofficial stoner holiday, which, by the way, whatever dispensaries are located in your town, watch out for a lot of great specials and deals because they will be coming your way. Take advantage of those. But just to, real quick, the origins of 420, right? Where did it come from? Well,
yes.
There's a lot of conjecture. It's, you know, like any stoner stuff, it's been passed on. Who knows if it's true? Who knows if it even actually happened for real? But according to PBS.org, by the way, because I was like, oh, PBS.org. That's a very official, very reputable journalistic outfit. Yeah. So let's take PBS.org's article on 420. Here we go.
Okay, let's do it.
The origins of the date and the term 420 generally were long, murky. I can agree with that. Okay. Some claimed it referenced to a police code for marijuana possession, which is what I always thought it was, because 420, or that it arose from Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Woman number 12 and 35, with its refrain of everybody must get stoned, 420 being the product of 12 times 35. But a consensus has emerged that it started with a group of bell-bottom buddies from San Rafael High School in California who called themselves the Waldos. A friend's brother was afraid of getting busted for a patch of cannabis he was growing in the woods at Point Reyes, so he drew a map and gave the team's permission to harvest a crop, the story goes. During the fall of 1971, at 4:20 p.m., just after classes and football practice, the group would meet up at the school's statue of chemist Louis Pasteur, smoke a joint, and head out to search for the weed patch. They never did find it, but it was their private lexicon, 4:20 Louis, and later just 4:20, that would take on a life of its own. The Waldos saved postmarked letters and other artifacts from the 1970s referencing 420, which they later kept in a bank vault, and when the Oxford English Dictionary added the term in 2017, it cited some of those documents as the entry's earliest recorded uses. By the way, kudos to stoners for having enough foresight to save letters that say that reference 420 and put it in a safe.
Put it in a bank vault.
Yeah.
That is remarkable.
Yeah. And Ashley, yes, because PBS is the authority on jazz cabbage. That's correct.
PBS, I'm telling you,
yeah.
For the win. I'm a PBS watcher. I really am.
Yes. So PBS, official news outlet, officially, that's the officialness of 420. Published April 20th. Of 2023 last year, so.
So that's fantastic. I assume there has to be some sort of documentary on it. Like there might be some sort of movie on these kids.
I'm sure there has to be. I would guarantee if you type in YouTube, there's a thing.
I'm going to have to watch that. Yeah. I love me a good documentary.
Yes, good documentary. So, I would like to see that too if it's out there. We're gonna
have to watch it.
Yeah, I'll have to put the I'll put this link in the notes here for anybody.
Okay.
wants
That's
to.
That's cool. PBS, we can thank Mr. Rogers himself for advocating that they need funding on a federal level to keep it going, because they heard him and they were like, well, I don't think there's anything else to debate. Get the money.
That's right. You get the money, and then you get the great investigative journalism, like how Pot Holiday 420 came to be.
Hey, we need to know.
We need to know.
We need to know.
And they've done the work, and here it is presented for all of us. So,
boom.
All right, let's get into some music talk here.
Right, let's do it.
Let's talk some music. All right, who's going first today?
You know, I'm going to go to first.
All right, you are going first today. All right, here we go.
All right, because keep in mind,
kick us
Chris
off.
Sent me his songs, and he was like, have fun. Fun with these, Amanda. And so I was really expecting something so different than what I ended up listening to, because spoiler alert, I kind of really dug all of them.
I had a feeling you might, but I don't want to make assumptions. I don't want to make any assumptions.
Your first song to me is All Mine by Portishead.
Portish. you were close. Portish.
I added an H somewhere. So I'm with this song. Mm-hmm. I am torn between just grooving and chilling to it, or do I want to pull out my hair a little bit in some parts of it?
It's got that kind of catch and release kind of a feel.
Yes.
To it,
Catch and release is a really good way to describe it, because it's very groovy. The sound is really fun. I actually really like her vote. Like, it's really good.
Beth Gibbons is amazing vocals. Portishead is everything that I love about music. Like, I love Portishead so much. I'm actually like really excited, because Beth Gibbons just announced after like 18 years or something, she's finally dropping a solo record, like, after all these years. So Portishead came out in the 90s, and I won't say that they invented the genre, but they were definitely sort of part of, like, this genre called trip hop back in the very early 90s. And there was a bunch of, but they were the ones that kind of stood out and, like, really... I mean, they never called themselves that. That was definitely something, a very like media invented genre name, but trip hop. And they sort of had that. That was like their moniker and what they became known for, like combining like hip hop and jazz and all that stuff. And just, basically, trip hop.
Sounds like what I do when I'm walking. I trip and then I
hop. You trip and you hop.
Try to play it off. But it was like, it was smooth, it was groovy, and then it was nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah. Did you do any research on the song? Do you know what it's about?
I did, but now my mind can't recall.
So the song is about someone who is completely obsessed with the romantic partner and feels very happy whenever they are together. The protagonist is convinced that the partner belongs to them and won't let them go. They want their partner to be with them forever, even after death. All mine.
I mean, it's like Marcus and I.
Portishead, All Mine. There you go. That's coming from callmefred.com, by the way.
Yeah, that one was, there was a handful of these that I was like, oh, because our go-to usually is songfacts.com. And there was, I was struggling to find some facts on some of these. So I did catch that, the obsessive nature of this song. And you know what I really liked about this song is this is a great movie song.
Oh, yeah.
With like, if someone's getting prepared to seek revenge on somebody. Yep. And so my mind started going through all these scenarios of like the best movies that this could have been in.
Yep.
And I associate it with like a woman preparing for revenge. It was very empowering.
Yeah. It's a great, great song. I have to, there's something I wanted to see if I could find for everybody. So listen, by the way, you could just type this in. It comes up everywhere. Basically, Portishead did a live, completely live concert at Roseland in New York City, which is, rest in peace, one of the best venues in New York. I love going there. And they did it, and it was released in 1998. And it is outstanding. And it's them, like, basically doing all their songs, like a bunch of the songs live. And so you can actually see, and they're playing with an orchestra and all that. It's definitely something that I highly recommend. Let me see if I could drop the link here in the in the comments here for anybody.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to show Ian's comment that says, a good murder board song. Indeed, Ian. Indeed.
It is a good murder board song. as I bring up the murder board. There it is.
I should not laugh like that. I'm like,
my murder board.
One of these days. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
One of these days. All right. So let's listen. If no one's ever heard this song, All Mine by Portishead, or off of Portishead, the record, Portishead. Check this out. I think you guys are going to dig this. So we'll listen to a little bit of this, and hopefully we won't get dumped.
Hopefully.
All the clouds. Oh, started over. Kind of like James Bond.
I immediately was intrigued.
Yeah.
All the stars may shine a bright.
The bass line of the song is amazing.
All the clouds may be bright, but when you
right away, you're locked in, man. Locked in.
Got a haunting sound.
Never enough. Render your heart to me.
This is where it starts playing with my brain a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, ow, that kind of hurts.
It's
but it
so
also
good.
Feels so good.
So this whole record is amazing. Actually, all their records, Portishead, and the first one, which is I think Sour Times on it, just so good. Yeah, exactly. I love the bass on the song. Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Actually, yet so locked in right away, like you can't help it. Like, and it is a great. It's a great, partaking in plant medicine in the devil's lettuce.
I feel like we need to have some sort of
the devil's lettuce.
We need to have some sort of disclaimer at some point. And this is for entertainment purposes only, everybody.
Adult use only.
Adult use only,
ladies and gentlemen. Everybody.
We click the not for kids on our YouTube channel.
Always do. Yeah.
All right.
So, So All Mine by Portishead.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
This may surprise you, but maybe not. I'm giving this a four record. Four records. I dig it. I think if it was on in the house, guys wouldn't say, turn it.
Right.
I wouldn't necessarily, like, this is not a get me fired up song. This is very much a chill, like, I'm just relaxing, doing nothing, maybe plotting a murder. Like, it really got my head.
How does Amanda relax? She plots.
I watch true crime and
she watches true crime and plots.
Some shenanigans.
Plots.
I know nothing.
Yeah.
Four records.
All right. Now I'm glad you like this. I think that you will like a lot more Portishead stuff.
I bet I will.
Their last record that they did, they only did three. Four if you count the live thing from Roseland. But the third record is definitely not as chill as these other ones. Definitely, it was called Portishead the Third, and it's a little bit more out there, a little bit more noisier, a little just more experimental. It's definitely very interesting, but not like the first two records at all. So I like it. It took a little time to grow on me just because I was expecting. So sure. I like that they subverted my expectations on that one. They definitely pushed it in a different direction, but I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll enjoy the first two records, and then after you kind of live with those, then check out the third one.
I can do that.
I wouldn't start with the third one. I think the third one's going to turn you off.
I accept that advice.
Advice accepted.
Advice accepted.
All right. So your first song to me is by Bocephus. Mr. Hank Williams Jr.
You know that's right.
Family tradition. I was, by the way, I gotta say, I was super, like, I couldn't wait to see your list of songs. Like, I just was like, I was so fascinated. I cannot wait to see Amanda's list of songs. So, I'm gonna ask you, Amanda, why is this on the list? How did Bocephus family tradition, I mean, I know the lyrics, all that, but why is it on your list?
So, it is, when I think of getting high, I don't know. I feel like you're either just being joyful and merry with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is just something that I put it into, like, if you were at a bar, which this is a big karaoke song. Big
really?
Karaoke song. Yes. And the whole bar, it's like, Hank, why do you drink? Everyone says, to get drunk.
To get drunk.
Yeah. Why do you roll smoke? To get high. And so, like, to me, like, this one automatically went on the list because it's just one of those. You're going to have fun. You're just hanging out with some buddies. I think this is definitely a buddy song, not necessarily like a girlfriend song.
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely get that. I mean, I know that I didn't realize it was a big karaoke song because it's not really a karaoke song around here, at least that I've seen. But I definitely the lyrics are great. I mean, and I was looking at some stuff and it was just saying on AmericanSongwriter.com, it's like, well, what's behind the meaning of the song, right? So essentially, just if you guys don't know any kind of history about Hank Williams Sr., if you guys don't know the history about Hank, well, then basically, as it says here on AmericanSongwriter.com, is Hank Williams, with all his rightful prestige and indelible contributions to country music, was also known for his alcoholism.
Partaking.
Yes, he was a raging alcoholic.
Yeah.
His drinking actually got him fired from the Grand Ole Opry. That's got to be a lot to get fired from the Grand Ole.
Yeah.
You got to be a real raging boozer for that to happen. But he got him fired from the Grand Ole Opry and eventually contributed, unfortunately, to his death in 1953. Really? He was young.
Young, yeah.
Very young. Subsequently, Williams Jr., his son, Bocephus, also fell into the trappings of substance abuse, a fact that he's been very, very public about. So, as it goes, as it keeps saying here, instead of a vicious cycle, Williams Jr. calls the pipeline from his father's alcohol abuse to his own family tradition. It certainly softens the reality issue, something outlaw country singers are adept at. While admitting his own issues with drinking and drugging, he adds a little humor into the mix with the refrain, I'm just carrying on an old family tradition. The song isn't meant to bash his father's legacy. He says, I am very proud of daddy's name, he sings. Family tradition seems to be more of an effort to put his father's and his own naysayers in their place. And he responds with humor to anybody who dares to disagree with his way of life.
There you go.
Daryl, there you go. Good old Hank. I like the honky tonk nature of the song, by the way. It is definitely like the fun country.
I enjoy Hank Williams Jr. and Marcus. My dad used to listen to just Hank Williams.
Yeah.
And then of course when Hank Williams Jr. came in, and so Marcus listens to so it's just been my entire life. Those Williams.
Yeah, those Williams. Ashley Feller saying, this is a $100 request for the chip jar, 100%.
All day long.
That's right. So listen, if you guys all go see Ashley play, and you want her to sing this song, boom, you better be dropping a C note in there.
What a fun song for her to sing. I would love to hear her spin on it.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that one day.
Ashley.
When we're all magically together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do I think of the song? I thought it was good. I think it's fun. I mean, I don't personally remember kind of hearing this song. However, I'm sure I've heard it before. Sure. I just can't remember it. But let me play a little bit of it for people that don't know the tune, because I'm sure there's some people out there that don't know the song. But let's check out
I won't judge anyone who doesn't.
Yeah, let's listen to a little family tradition. This is a great song. So hockey talk is great. This is like such juke joint stuff.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and
so everyone's here. It's so great.
Yeah, I mean, you got to appreciate this song for definitely for what it is, and the fact that yeah, he is, you know, making light of like what has happened in his family. What he's got, and you know, and turn it into something that's enjoyable. I mean,
absolutely.
Now I could definitely see this though being like a nice like this is definitely a good like stoner tune. I'm just gonna say it. I think it's a good stoner song. And in fact, I found this then because this then led me down. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna save this. I'm gonna save this list. I have a list, but I'm gonna save it for when we get to Casey Musgraves.
Okay.
Actually,
okay.
I don't want to spoil because I found it while I was doing research on Casey Musgraves. So I'll wait to bring that up a little bit later in the show. But so where do I rate this song? Where do I rate Bocephus's Hank Williams Jr. Family Tradition? I think this is a good song. This is definitely something I would put on. I would choose to listen to this song. I would put this on. So I'm with you, Amanda. Much like Portishead, All Mine, I'm in a four record realm for this song. I'm in four records for this
Look
one.
Look at us being in the spirit today.
No, I like this one. I think it's cool. It's definitely like a fun. And this is actually a great like hanging out in the backyard.
Very
tune,
much.
So I don't even need to be, you know, partaking. Mm-hmm. You know,
it'd be a good barbecue song. Even,
right. It's just a good hanging in the pool. Good, you know, good drinking tune.
Add this to your summer list and people.
This
will
is
be
definitely getting added to the summer list. Is definitely getting added to the summer list. So, hey guys, so let us know, everybody who's watching live right now, let us know, have you guys agreed with our rating so far? What would you rate these songs on a scale of 1 to 5 records? Also, you know, for anybody watching on demand, or if you are listening on the go, you know, let us know in the comments there. And I know on Spotify, we could vote and all that stuff too. So, but let us know what you are thinking about these songs and what songs should have made our list that haven't. We want to hear from you guys. And with all that being said, we are just going to take a super quick break, and we will be right back in 60 seconds.
Welcome to the greatest night out with your bestie your ears will ever have. I'm Amanda Yoa, your host and hype woman of Staying Inspired, showing out every week with that She Said What energy to give you a dose of humor, inspo, entertainment, and even at times a keeping it real kick in the butt. So you can stand out in a world where we're encouraged to just fit in. This is where Inspo air humps humor and visions and dreams become real life. He didn't even come up to me himself. And I remember one time I was like, I'll dance with you. So then we dance. I remember answering. I'm like, what? Yeah, save room for the Holy Spirit. So I go, I'm like, getting my feet done today. So I sit down and I am just in fear of what is going to be under this polish. Police in Mexico are strapped, right? He's like, we need to get out of the car. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to Mexico jail. So what are you waiting for? Check out Staying Inspired, available on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and other listening platforms.
Hey everybody, welcome back. And yeah, definitely check out Amanda Yeo, Staying Inspired. We love Amanda. She's great. The other Amanda. We have our own Amanda. We got two Amandas, but I got my Amanda, which is that girl, and that's Amanda Yoa, Staying Inspired. Check out her show. It's great. It's a lot
fantastic.
Of fun.
She has such a fun spirit.
She does.
I really dig her Instagram and TikToks. I'm like captivated when I see them. It's always great.
Yeah, definitely follow her and definitely listen anywhere you get podcasts. So, all right, let's move into our second songs. We have our second songs. I'm excited to hear about my second song from you.
You know what? You might be disappointed.
Really? I got a feeling you've heard this one before. This has got to be a Marcus. She's heard this through Marcus.
Yes, and Owen, which is You Know How We Do It by Ice Cube.
I mean, come on. And I was like, I got to get some Cube on this list, man.
I mean, what can I say? Marcus plays it. Owen plays it. I am surrounded by Ice Cube.
I love that Owen plays this too. So it's like
he's so cool.
He's listening to Cube, man. Like, come on.
I know. We're gonna stop this recording for just another word from Amanda about her baby. Do you know that child of mine brought me Werther's home yesterday?
What?
And he said, "Here, Mom. Here's some old lady candy for an old lady."
Or
and I'm like, she loves me.
You're some old lady candy.
For an old lady. And he gave me 2 Werther's. But you know, this is the thing. I actually like Werther's.
Yeah, it was something. It was like something nice wrapped up in a uh-huh. passive aggressive comment.
Yep. Like and it was so sweet because I'm like, he thought of me.
Yeah, it was very nice. He thought of you.
However.
But then he had to slip in the old lady.
Yeah.
Candy for an old lady.
To me, I guess. At that age, I would have thought 42 was old too.
I guess so. I mean, you know. I guess I would. I don't know if I would say. Well, I guess I don't know. My parents.
There were teachers that were in their 40s. I'm sure that I thought were definitely old in like elementary school. So,
oh heck yeah,
100%. Yeah. So as cool as he is, Ice Cube in it and all, he's also, you know, Werther candying his mama.
Yeah.
But there is not anything to not like about this song.
Right.
This is a good song.
I mean,
don't have much to say about it other than
song is
I
great.
Dig it.
Yeah, I mean, talk about vibe. I mean, this song is all vibe, man. All vibe. It's so, just, you put it on and right away you're like, you're rolling. You're rolling.
I will say, this one surprised me a little bit as far as it seemed a little bit more upbeat to like get high on.
No, not really. I mean, it's upbeat, but man, this is a major groove and vibe. I mean, this, believe me, Amanda, trust me.
Okay. I will trust you.
Take my word on this one.
I have no authority in this matter.
This is a good song. And by the way, I'm just going to say this right now, just so it's out here. I know everybody's like, oh my God, how could you not put Funk Dubious? I know, pass me by. I could have done it. I should have done it. But then I was like, but Cube. And I'm like, I got to give Amanda Cube. So that's
why. And I'm
why
glad you did. It's no
Pass
different
Me By is not on the list. I get it.
I should have put Willie Nelson on it, but I didn't.
But you didn't.
We only have 6 songs.
Right. We only have 6 songs. So why not do something just a little bit?
I was pleasantly surprised by Ice Cube on this list. It really, when you listen to all of these, it's a really fun little playlist.
It is a fun little playlist. It really is. So listen, like, and by the way, everybody. If you want to hear any of these songs, you could just, they're all on Spotify. We actually have this all curated on our Song Swap Showdown 2024 playlist. So just go search that or use the link in our notes or scan the QR code on the screen. But let's listen to a little, you know how we do it. Oh, yeah.
Is how we do it.
By Ice Cube. Let's check this out. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. You know how we do it.
I mean, right away. Let's go. I mean,
ain't nothing going on with the bomb ass rap song hitting all night long. Just like me on the black and white ivory, getting 6 on a Tidally. You don't want to see a G break your ass like dishes.
I mean,
buster ass tricks, sleep with the fishes, running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me in stripes like Dennis the Menace. But that ain't poppin', ain't no stoppin'. Faux hoppin', ass droppin', coup de bill. My truth can heal. Fool, I got skills. So back on up, or I check that chin. Down as fuck, and I'm full off hand. You get no love, and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
Like a cruising song, which
exactly.
I guess is kind of the vibe, I suppose, of somebody who's just chill and relaxing.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I see this being on in a summer, like summer day, cruising down the road, just really enjoying this because this is what I would have listened to with Marcus cruising down the road back in the day. So it's good. I really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, this is 100%. Definitely a rolling tune, you know, like, yeah. Cruising for sure, definitely hanging out in the backyard, barbecuing, having some drink, taking some tokes. It is a great
taking some great tokes. Time. Is that
taking,
what you said?
Taking some tokes.
Yeah, no lingo.
No, this is a good one. I mean, it is definitely like a really good locked in chill tune. One of my favorites. So this is on multiple playlists. But it's definitely one to, you know, listen, if you partake in the in the green stuff, the green nuggets. You know, definitely check this out because I think it's a try it. I'm sure most people who are listening to this particular show and like have probably got a relationship with this song, but it is a good one for sure. So,
let me ask you.
Yes.
Before I give my rating.
Yes.
So there is now edibles.
Yes.
And then there's the stuff you smoke.
Flower.
Right? Okay, flower powder.
Flour, just oil.
Okay.
Oil.
So is there something, though, obviously the end result may be the same, but is there something more therapeutic about like the hand movement? Because I think people, a lot of smokers, it's the habit of.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely, I will say like smoking, it's the fastest way.
To have it be effective,
right? To get feel the effects, because it's going directly into the lungs, which is directly into the bloodstream. So you get, it's much faster. It's the fastest delivery method of the effects. However, I am actually much more, as I've gotten older, and I don't smoke really as much because I do have asthma, so I am careful with that. So I absolutely prefer edibles versus the actual smoking. But always with edibles, you got to be careful because they never onset very fast, you know? And so you may be like, oh, this isn't doing anything.
Ooh.
Give it some time. Always start slow. Don't eat the whole edible at once. Take it easy, everybody. Especially if you're not used to it and you want to celebrate for 420, my advice, especially when it comes to edibles, is don't do the whole thing right away. Cut it in quarters, cut it in halves.
Baby bites. I'm
telling you. But if you're seasoned and you're fine, then hey, you do you. Listen to your, all I always say is listen to your body. Yeah. There you go. Read the dosage label. Yeah. 100%. Well, so like milligrams. So like I am a lightweight. I'm gonna be the first one. I'm a lightweight. I'm not a high milligram user in that sense. Like I'm in the 2 to 10 milligram territory when it comes to product.
Again, this show is for entertainment purposes only
and education. that's me. So, but some people are very, they have a tolerance. Sure. They have a higher tolerance. And also too, I mean, listen, it's also not all about recreation. It's also, I'm going to PSA. It's also about medicine too, by the way.
Million percent.
So as much fun as we have with the recreational side, it's also, it is plant medicine first. So,
and I will,
that's
say
my
before-
PSA.
And I will add to that PSA, before it was even legal in Michigan, I thought the medicinal purposes in which it gave people who had very bad pain relief,
Heck, I was
a champion for. I think everyone deserves to be pain-free.
Yes, absolutely.
And okay.
Yes.
So where do I rate? Where do I rate?
Right on my shirt.
You know how we do it, by Ice Cube.
Yeah. Where are you rating it?
Four records.
Four records for the cube.
Four records for the cube. And, and Ashley coming in and saying, happy to be from a medical state.
That's
Amen.
Right. Florida is a medical state. I think it's on your ballot, though, this year. Am I right about that, Ashley, that it's on the ballot to go adult use this year? I can't remember if that's I think that might be on your ballot, but whatever. Let me
look
know.
Look at you being political. I like it.
Yep, it is. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Very good. Very, yeah. Very good.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we go. We are moving in to our
high time.
High time. So before we move into to my girl, Casey Musgraves,
yes.
real quick, guys, listen, we have a Patreon account. I know we talk about it a lot, and how do you guys make money on this show? How do you guys continue to do this show each and every week? Well, some of it is hopes and dreams. That's one part. One part, hopes and dreams. But the other part is, yes, we do rely on the support of our audience, our community. You guys are just so awesome. We love you. You guys show up here on Mondays for the live stream, even at a weird time like 8:15 a.m. You guys are here and participating. We love you. But there is also other ways to contribute. So if you are looking to support us in more ways than showing up here or sharing the show, which you guys are always great about, you can join our Patreon account, which is, honestly, you could join it for as low as $1 And we've got all kinds of great perks, including we take requests. You could actually be on the show. All kinds of awesome membership benefits. Plus, you get to try it out free. Like, you actually get to sign up for free, try it out for 7 days, see if you like it. And if you do, great. You can throw us $1, $2, $15, whatever you want. We are constantly posting content in there. In fact, just this week, I just posted, I know everybody's been waiting for this, my top 10 Metallica songs list. Amanda was waiting for that one.
I know.
She was like, Chris, when are you releasing your top 10 Metallica songs list? Well, guess what? It's in our Patreon. It's there. And I got more coming. I'm going to be doing a Kiss list. I'm going to be doing a Van Halen list. I'm going to be doing I got lots of my top 10 lists all queued up, but I'm going to be pumping them in our Patreon account first for our members before it goes on to YouTube. We just did this with Amanda with her Elvis video, which is up now on YouTube, but it was on our Patreon account first for over a month before we released it onto YouTube. And I actually edited it a little bit for YouTube. So you guys actually get to see a lot of the unedited stuff too, especially this show as well, because sometimes our live stream does get banned from YouTube and I've got to do some re-editing to get it back up.
Yeah.
But in Patreon, you guys get to see the raw, unadulterated version of Song Swap Showdown and our Patreon account. So, guys, check that out. You can get there right now. Scan the QR code or use the link in the notes. And I want to say thank you very much to some of our official Patreon members right now.
Yes.
Mark Ronick, Dave Mattingly, Ian from Australia. And Johnny Beyond and the Back of the Cereal Box crew. Thank you guys so much for your support. And every time someone joins, we will put your name on here and call you out and officially recognize you as an official Song Swap Showdown Patreon member, because that's how much we love you guys. That's how much.
It's true.
And that girl loves you too.
I do. Like, I just appreciate it.
She does.
The support we get is just very, very special.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, diving back into the music, Casey Musgraves.
Casey!
High Times. I was so happy to see Casey Musgraves' song on your list, by the way.
And I could have chosen,
yeah,
like, so many.
I know. And to that fact, while I was doing some research on this Casey Musgraves tune, we came, whoops, wrong setting. There we go. Sorry. Wrong button there. Came across this article, on Rolling Stone magazine, 20 best country songs to play while getting high.
Look at this.
Look at that, huh?
Wow. Look at, she's right there. Willie.
Right there with Willie. So, yeah. I'm just going to go through a few of them really quick, and I want to see Amanda, if you'd heard of these.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So it's a mix. It says from modern classics, mm-hmm, by Casey Musgraves and Eric Church to oldies but goodies by Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. Mm-hmm. So obviously High Time, mm-hmm, right away up here. And we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so this is what she used to, I got a little funny story about how she used to like wake up and do gravity bongs and stuff like that. So Aaron Lee Tajon? Hard Life? Do you know this song?
I don't know that one.
I don't know who Aaron Lee is. Aaron Lee, yeah. And I don't know, am I saying that right? Tajon?
I'm going to get country fans who are like, how are you country without, yeah, knowing them?
So Aaron Lee, Hard Life.
Okay.
Phosphorescent, Reasons to Quit.
I don't know that one.
You don't know, yeah, this one either.
No.
It says any self-respecting toker would cue up Willie Nelson and inquire in a but Phosphorescent's take on Redhead on the Redheaded Stranger, cast a new spin on the timeless songs. Thanks, okay, to, so he obviously did. They did a cover.
Interesting. There, okay.
Jason Bolan, When I'm Stoned.
I don't know that one.
Wow, Amanda, I am shocked right now.
These are on like the album type of stuff. Like, you know what I mean? They're not the one. They're not.
These are deep cuts.
Yes. That's these are not played, right, on the radio.
Okay. Zach Brown Band, Toes.
Toes. I love that song.
You know this one.
Yes. And you do too.
I do.
Toes in the Water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know that.
All right. I know that. You're right. I do. Yeah, all right. So let's go on to the, where's the other 10? Yeah. Where the heck's the rest of the list?
Willie, where'd you put them?
Just goes to the, where's the rest of his list?
Well, Well, you know what? The rest were just Casey Musgraves.
It might be. Oh, view complete list. Here we go. I'm like, what the heck, Rolling Stone? Are you put this list? Oh, Brothers Osborne, Green Pastures is on here.
Oh my gosh, I feel so.
Kenny Rogers in the first edition just dropped in to see what my condition was in.
And I love Kenny Rogers. That's a deep, that's got to be, all these have to be deep cut. Minus.
It's a first top 10 hit with the first edition.
I'm going to, okay, we got to play that. So
it was already 3 decades old by the time it appeared in A Big Lebowski. All right, hold on. I'm going to find it right now.
We have to play. I mean, I know we're derailing the show, you guys. But
not really. This is the show, everybody.
We're staying on point, but off track.
Well, listen, this is the show.
I love me some Kenny Rogers.
All right, here we go. I know this song from Big Lebowski.
And Ashley's saying that is a great song by Kenny Rogers. I am under the rock when it comes to Get High.
Here we go.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in.
I've never heard this.
I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then.
Have you ever seen The Big Lebowski?
No.
Oh.
Down a cloud and fell 8 miles high.
This is very, on point for this
on a jagged sky.
It's Kenny Rogers.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Oh, my gosh. This is way different than Islands in the Stream.
Yeah, that's a great tune. Wow, I'm surprised you didn't hear that one.
No.
Well, you have to, first of all, guys, is everybody just as much in shock as me that Amanda hasn't seen The Big Lebowski? So, Amanda, you must watch The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
You must watch it.
And I'm positive Marcus has already seen it.
I'm sure he has. It's a must-watch. Okay. Must-watch movie. Okay. All right. So, Brothers Osborne, Green Pastures. You know that one?
Did we talk about that one?
All right. Miranda Lambert, Good Old Days.
Now, Miranda Lambert is one of the...
That's your people.
She's my people.
No, I like some Miranda. I like some of the Miranda Lambert stuff you've said. Yeah, man, it's not bad.
Yeah,
I like her. I think she's got a great voice.
She is very talented and very trashy and raw.
Yeah, I love it. I love this. It's the sort of song that's built for back porch guitar pulls and campfire sing-alongs. Two prime opportunities for winding down and smoking up.
There you go.
All right. Sturgill Simpson, It Ain't All Flowers. You know this one?
I bet I know it not by name.
Wonder if they... Can I play them here? Oh, I can.
Oh!
Does everybody hear that?
Yeah, I do. Everybody
does. My brother-in-law is a big Sturgill Simpson fan. This is very psychedelic.
Eerie.
Let's get to the point where he's singing. Oh, this sounds super 60s.
I don't know this one. These are all
everything you don't want to see. But it ain't all flowers. Sometimes you gotta feel the thorn.
Man, I dig this.
Play with the devil, you know you're gonna get to home.
This is
up your alley.
I'm digging this. Oh yeah, I'm digging that. All right, that's on my list.
I would have known that one. Yeah. I would have passed that on to you.
All right, Florida Georgia Line, Sundays. Yeah. You know this tune?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Chris Stapleton, Might as Well Get Stoned.
That one.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're getting New Riders of the Purple Saga.
Nope. Don't know that one.
Part hippie, part hillbilly. Panama Red from New Riders of the Purple Saga's most successful records, The Adventures of Panama Red. Name. Groovy psychedelic rock, perfect for cruising along highways.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, video no longer available. All right. Graham Parsons, Return of the Grievous Angel. Yes? No. All right.
No.
Eric Church, Smoke a Little Smoke.
Yeah.
All right. Emmylou Harris, Jupiter Rising.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we're getting it. Waylon Jennings, of course. Waymore's Blues, right? Yes. We all know that one.
Yes.
Sitting in Limbo by the man, Willie Nelson.
Willie himself. I just love how unapologetic he is about his.
This is a great song, too. This is, because it's like reggae. This is awesome.
Sitting here in limbo. I got some time to search my soul.
That is fantastic. Only Willie Nelson could pull this off, by the way.
Well, they're putting up resistance.
Absolutely.
But I know that my faith will lead me on.
It's a good one. Sir Douglas Quintet at the Crossroads. Johnny Cash, Sunday Morning Coming Down. That's a great one. And that was it. Yeah. Written by Kris Kristofferson, too.
Yep. That one almost. And there's a duet that has like the three of them, has Willie and Chris on there. And
that's
it's
cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard that one. Gretchen Wilson, Grandma.
Gretchen Wilson, so trashy. I love her so much.
She is trashy. All right, and Casey Musgrave, High Time, which is the song we are talking about right now. So I know we could go on this list forever, but I do want to get on to Casey Musgrave's
High Time.
So listen, I like me some Casey Musgraves. And by the way, talking about Casey, and I think this was on our Christmas show too. Mm-hmm. The Casey Musgraves and Willie Nelson song together on her Christmas record is great because it's all about getting high on Christmas, and I love it.
Christmas album is phenomenal. Yeah,
it is. And now Casey Musgraves definitely known for her partaking in getting high, and she actually little funny thing that I had read that was pretty good about her.
Especially on this particular album.
Yeah. So she actually, one of the things that she's actually just come out, I just said actually like 500 times in a row. Her new record actually came out on my birthday, March 15th this year. And she is no longer smoking weed. She's given it up.
Interesting.
Yep. And this is on CMT.com. Wow. She went on officially CMT.com to go. Casey Musgraves' outspoken adoration for marijuana in recent years became a large part of her public persona as reflected in her music. And while she still sings about hitting a bong in her new song Deeper Well, the reality is these days are behind her, she recently told The Cup. She said, it's not for this chapter, she said, thinking it's funny that people still believe she's a heavy pot smoker. She said that was in her early 20s behavior. She sings, I used to wake and bake, roll out of bed, hit the gravity bong that I made, and start the day for a while. It got me. Everything I did seemed better when I was high. I don't know why, so I'm getting rid of habits that I feel are good at wasting time. She said she isn't slamming a door on the habit forever. She goes, maybe later when I'm a 60-year-old lady with nothing to do and I'm just doing pottery all day, maybe then we'll see. So as much as, you know, she's really embraced the cannabis culture, she is saying for now, she's done with it. And I respect that. I'm okay with it. I think sometimes when cannabis becomes your whole thing and it's like becomes your persona, I do think I think it gets a little crazy.
And she's so much more than just that.
She's very talented. I love her. And her Christmas record is one of my favorite Christmas records.
It is.
I think it's great. Yeah.
So good. And she's getting older. So yeah, the stoner era for some people is when they're younger. Some people, you know, do it when they're 60 and doing pottery.
Exactly. Exactly. So, all right. So let's listen to a little bit of Casey Musgraves' High Time.
She's so fun.
She is fun. I really like her. I really dig her. And this is coming off of her record, Pageant Material.
So good. The whole album.
Yeah. All right, come on, High Time. There we go. Spotify.
High Time. Hey.
Spotify. Come on.
I bet it's going to work now. Fingers. There we go.
Amanda loves her some good hand claps and whistling. This is a complete stoner tune. This is a ditty.
Nobody needs
$1,000 suit just to take out the trash. Ain't gotta be alone to feel lonely. I'm gonna turn off my phone.
Yep.
Start catching up with the old me. It's high.
love it.
It is a ditty for sure.
It is a ditty. And I can definitely see why this makes the list. Rolling Stones list of top 20 stoner tunes.
I feel country so stoner
tunes. So yes, Amanda, great pick, by the way.
Thank you.
Because you picked with Rolling Stone pick. You're in step with Rolling Stone.
Color me surprised.
You are. You should be surprised.
I know. No, everyone should be surprised.
But I love this tune. I think it's really cool. And I think it's solid. I would, once again, I would choose to put this on. I like Kacey Musgraves. I know I always talk about not being this huge country fan. Mm-hmm. Kacey Musgraves, her voice, her whole vibe, you know, definitely speaks to me. Like, I'm all very about cool. Kacey Musgraves. I will say I haven't listened to the newest record yet. I haven't listened to it yet, so I gotta get on that. I'm a little behind on listening to some new tunes, but I am gonna check that out very soon. And I like this song. It's a good tune, man. I got nothing against this song at all. Beautiful. Not it doesn't offend me. No, I would choose to put this on. So I'm going to give this song slightly better than a 4.0. Ooh. I'm gonna give it a 4.2.
Oh my gosh, this is so far all fours.
All fours. Listen, you know. I'm going to go to 4.20.
See what you did there. Well done. Well done. Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's just real quick, before we get into our third song, I just want to look at some of the comments, because we got a lot of great comments coming in on the thing. So I want to go back to Dave's comment about Kenny Rogers. He goes, just dropped in as one of my favorite Kenny Rogers songs. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't know that song.
My sister's saying Christian can hang out with Paul and listen to Sturgill Simpson. Welcome to my exciting Friday nights. I don't know. I might. This is my speed now.
I like
that. So let's usually, as always, Dave and Ian always drop comments as far as song picks for us. So what are Dave's song picks for us? So he has put in my high songs for Chris. That one guy won.
Okay.
Stump Buffalo. So by the way, let me just say the name of the band is That One Guy and the song is One.
One.
And then Stump is the name of the band artist. The song is called Buffalo. Wild Man Fisher song Merry-Go-Round.
Okay.
For Amanda, for that girl, my songs are Beatles, I Am the Walrus. Yeah, smoke pot. Everybody smoke pot on the outro. Yeah. Three Dog Night, Mama Told Me Not to Come.
That would be so sad.
And Led Zeppelin, Misty Mountain Hop.
Mountain Top, I was saying.
Top. Do you know any of these songs? You know I Am the Walrus.
Do I?
By the Beatles?
I don't. I am the Walrus.
Oh. Coo-coo-ca-choo.
Yes. It says smoke pot.
If you listen to the outro, it's.
Oh my gosh, those Beatles sneaking one in on me.
Come on. you're just realizing that now?
Yeah. Well, we all know I make up words. God only knows what I was singing at that point.
Misty Mountain Hop is such a great Led Zeppelin song.
Interesting.
Spoiler alert, it may make my top 10 list of Led Zeppelin songs, but when I make that video, you guys, that's why you guys need to be in our Patreon. So that way you will see that video first before anybody else. And you will know definitively what's on Chris's list. I know everybody's jonesing to know. Yeah. I don't think Ian put anything in. I know he drops. Oh, here we go. Sorry, Ian. There we go. Okay. My songs, Elevator Driver, The Master's Apprentices, Come Fly With Me, The La Dee Da's, and the greatest psychedelic song ever, The Real Thing by Russell Morris. And I did have, in case we had time, I didn't know if we were going to have time, but I did, Ian, I dropped all his stuff in our Facebook group, and so I did bring up the videos, but that may have to be a Patreon special. Mm. I don't know if we're going to have enough time, but yeah, we'll have to watch those in Patreon, and Amanda and I will react to those.
Who knew we would run out of time talking about getting high?
Yeah, seriously. Well, that actually sounds about right. We're either late or we're going over because we lost all track of time. Saying, Dave, I Am the Walrus may or may not say smoke pot on the outro. Well, it depends, Dave, how much you've personally
partaked.
You can hear a lot of things in music. That, you know,
finally
tuned senses.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. What your state is.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Talking about what your state is, let's go into your third and final song to me, which
third and final song.
So this is what happens. I will put our songs on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And then Chris oftentimes will go, oh, I updated it with the right version.
Right.
And I'll go, thank you. So when I put these on there, I was like, I really hope Chris updates it and says, there, you have the wrong version on there.
So I appreciate that you put them both on here because they do, because they do go along. However, I was specifically talking about parts 1 through 5.
I was committed.
And I should have, and that is my fault, I should have specified that. But I do like that you put them both on. So I'm not going to be upset.
No, no. And so 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
I was still partaking.
What song are we talking about here, Amanda?
Thank you. Shine On You Crazy Diamond by Pink Floyd. And I can't think of who, she has the really injected lips and she's doing like an insurance commercial, I think. No, it's like a Capital One, like a credit card commercial. Mm. And she talks real funny. I love it. And I can see her saying, shine on, you crazy diamond.
Oh, Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Can't you see her saying that?
I can. She's great. And I love Jennifer. She's so funny. Yeah. Shine on, you crazy diamond.
So I normally listen to songs several times. But I'll listen to this one twice because I went the whole piece.
You went the whole distance on this one.
I went the whole distance. And you know what? I could see as soon as I started playing it, I don't want to downplay this song by saying there's not much to it because there's so much to it.
It's very layered.
But it's also, it's not like listening to High Time for 20 minutes.
No.
It's kind of like background music.
It takes you on a trip. It's a journey.
Yeah, it's a journey.
There's movements throughout the song.
Yes, yes. And so you do have to listen to the whole thing because it changes throughout that time.
It does.
Where a lot of it's just like the instrumental, but then there are some lyrics.
And yeah, it's very instrumental heavy, and then comes into the lyrics, and then you know, kind of finishes up and then goes into. So Wish You Were Here as a record. So Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here came out prior to The Wall and all that. And this was, and I don't know how much research you did on this record.
I did read up that it was written to one of the original, or written in observance of that original member who just kind of went down the path of
Sid Barrett. The original, the founding member, basically one of the founding members of Pink Floyd. It was him and Roger Waters and all, you know, all went to art school together. Mm. Sid Barrett, those first two Pink Floyd records that Sid Barrett was on, I mean, he was a chief songwriter, and that was when Floyd was in there super psychedelic. I mean, it was the 60s.
Sure.
But so influential and such a great songwriter. And unfortunately, experimented a little too hard with LSD and acid, and also, but on top of that, basically was probably at that time they weren't diagnosing for things like bipolar and mental health issues, and that exasperated the situation where then he wound up basically having a complete breakdown.
Yeah.
And there's videos on YouTube you could watch of his unfortunate downfall, just kind of being on stage, walking off, playing like a single note, just. You know, it's sad to watch somebody who completely is, you know, just falling apart like that.
Yeah.
And it's very unfortunate. And he never recovered and just kind of really, honestly, kind of went mad. And yeah, this record is basically a tribute. It's basically the whole record's like a giant tribute to Sid Barrett and the band that he started with these guys. And obviously, you know, what Pink Floyd had become and all that. And there's even that, like, where they were doing the song and he just kind of walked into the studio and nobody even recognized him because no one had seen him in years. Sad. And he was, like, kind of overweight and bald and no one had recognized him. They're like, who's this guy that just walked in? And then they realized it was Sid. So it's like, even these, like, weird stories where it's like they're doing a record about him. No one's talked to him. And then he just wanders into the studio, like, and there he is. And so, I mean, there's a lot. There's tons and tons of stuff about Sid Barrett that you could watch on YouTube and books and all that. It's definitely a tragic story for somebody, but we did get an amazing piece of art out of it, which is, you know, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. And Shine You Crazy Diamond, we always talk about album openers and album closers a lot in the show and talk about a bookend of of a record that really operates from start to finish, the whole thing. Like, well, it's like we always say, with Dark Side of the Moon and in the Wall. Like, you have to listen to these records all the way through. Yeah, sure. They're standout songs, but they do
tell a story.
To get the complete feel. That's Wish You Were Here is that record. And Shine On You Crazy Diamond, I've always loved this. Shine On You
Crazy Diamond.
And the live versions are even better. Like, I can't tell you, there's so many times I would come home from high school and it just put this on and relax. Like, I'm not even do any, like, I just would throw it on and sit in my bed and just relax. It was such a great way to just decompress from like a day. Mm-hmm. I would throw this on and just decompress because it's just got that feel and that vibe for me. So
I really respect that, because I do that often with classical music, and I know I might sound like a nerd when I say that, but it's just because I don't want to hear words sometimes. Yeah. I just want to feel it.
Yeah.
I just want it to take me away. And this song does do that. So, I mean, I could see when I started hearing this and listening, I go, this is the perfect get high song.
It really is.
The journey that you're going to go on.
It really is, man. I mean, it's such a great, and I love David Gilmour's guitar playing. I feel like it's just so,
it's all great.
It's so full of emotion and feel when you hear him play. And then, you know, you can enhance that experience. Mm-hmm. So I know pretty much everybody's heard this song. I'm just going to play a little bit of it, though, just so everybody can. I'll move it along a little bit, too. So
tell me this. Do radio stations play this?
Classic rock radio will play this.
Okay.
It's a very slow build, but I mean, classic rock radio will play this song.
Okay.
Especially SiriusXM, because there's no commercials anymore, so they don't care.
True.
But it's like, I'm going to move it along here.
This isn't good. I have to go to the bathroom and warm up my coffee.
Yeah.
DJ song.
I mean, it's just so good. That guitar playing, man.
It's very mellow. It does put you in a different, like, calm down zone.
I just feel like I'm floating in the ocean.
I can respect that.
Hey, man. You know...
I feel like every note is very intentional.
So soulful.
That's a good word for that.
I love when it kicks in, the actual...
Minute five.
Yeah, just move it. But I love this. This is my favorite.
Coming, you guys. We promise.
It's coming. You guys have heard this song. You guys know this.
I really had not.
I was not shocked by that. That I love that.
This could be like someone traveling through like the desert in a movie.
Yeah. This entire album is a bit. It really
tumbleweed going.
Yeah.
Like someone's lost in the desert and they're looking for water.
I love how
it's so intentional.
It's so good. Come on.
It is.
It's so great. I just want to listen to the whole thing. I'm getting locked in, but I'm gonna, because I know we're gonna
we'll
get
be
dumped.
Here into 11. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna get dumped if I keep playing it. So Shine On You Crazy Diamond, parts 1 and 5, and then in 6 and 9, which close the record out. So it's kind of, you know, tells the complete story. Anyway, so Amanda Sharp, the world is waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Not having heard Pink Floyd's Shine On You Crazy Diamond before. Mm-hmm. Not really even a big Floyd fan, but now we talked about Pink Floyd 2 times in a row now. Because last week we talked about Dark Side of the Moon and Eclipse and all that. Mm-hmm. Where are you rating?
Believe it or not.
On a scale of 1 to 5 records.
This would be on, I have not put it on yet because I feel like sometimes my Working Through Life playlist has different songs on it. But I could see where this could be a very nice Working Through Life song to put on. It's just thought provoking. Like when I'm trying to figure something out, I don't need the endurance of like adrenaline. I need the endurance of like thought.
Right.
And I think this is a really interesting song to get me there. And so I do think I'm going to turn this song on intentionally, which may be a shocker to a lot of people. I wouldn't skip it. And I actually would turn it on to listen to. Okay. So for that reason, I'm giving it 4 records. I enjoy it. So all of your songs this week, sir, 4 records. 16 records for Chris Baglio.
Wow. 12 records.
I'm so- I was looking at another one of my fours. Yeah. Thank you for mathing. Listen, we all know we're not good at mathing on the show.
The show's not called Math Showdown. Math Swap.
Oh my gosh, it's not. It's Song Swap, which speaking of math, I was doing some mathing about the show. Right. And I didn't get like to the penny.
Yeah.
But you know, we've probably reviewed 700 songs at this point.
Oh my God, really?
700, because we easily have did 100 to, what, 120 shows?
Yeah.
And that's like 600 to 700 songs we have been reviewing.
Wow.
Because every week we do 6, everyone, and we only take a couple weeks off a year. So
That's true.
We've now reviewed a lot of music.
Wow.
Yeah, so well done, Chris Baglio.
All right.
Well done.
That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive. And before we move on to the final song of the show, I don't want to forget to do this because my mind came up. Have you or anyone of our listeners watched the show yet? The Hatchet Welding Hitchhiker.
I have not.
Oh my gosh, it's phenomenal.
Okay.
It is about a guy who used a hatchet to save a person who was getting attacked.
Oh, is that the story about the guy who was like
the
hitchhiking?
Viral guy. Yes.
The viral guy.
Yes. Watch the movie. I think it's on Hulu.
Ooh, I'll have to watch the movie. I've watched the documentary on that guy.
It's basically a documentary. I'm sorry. Okay. It's not really a movie, but oh my goodness. If you've not to talk about this and him during our get high, because that's all he wanted to do was just get high in life and just be free. Excellent, excellent show. If anyone wants a good recommendation of a show to watch.
All right. I like that. Okay.
There we are.
Okay. All right. Final song of the day. Final get high song of the day. And that would be Amanda's pick of Flowers on the Wall by Eric Heatherly, which is a cover song, by the way.
It is.
It is a cover song.
And I prefer this version over the Staley Brothers.
Right.
I really, really do. It's just a little bit updated.
Yeah. And this song, was actually made famous originally by the Staley Brothers. And it was written and composed.
The Staley Brothers.
The what?
The Staley Brothers. I've always called them that like my whole life.
Staley or Staley?
I don't know which it is.
I don't know. My laptop with all my notes on it just died too.
I say Staley. I don't know what it is. But it's not a surprise if you're right.
That's true. Hold on, let me get back up here.
They made the original song, Flowers on the Wall.
Right.
Come to life.
They did.
And the version I sent you, though, is by Eric Heatherly.
Yeah, so it was originally written and composed by the group's original tenor, Lou DeWalt, and the song peaked in 1966, spending 4 weeks at number 2 on Billboard Magazine Hot Country Singles chart and reaching number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Mm-hmm. The song was also used, which a lot of people may remember, the original version was used in the 1994 soundtrack to Pulp Fiction, which is where the song got, which is where I heard the song. In Pulp Fiction, because I love that Pulp Fiction soundtrack. Love it. One of the greatest soundtracks ever. And that song would always come on, and it's the best. I always remember it in the movie and all that.
I don't really care for the movie. I mean, I know people love it. It's a classic.
I love it.
But my favorite, I will say this all the time to Marcus. Anytime like I want him to like be cool, I'll be like, be cool, honey bunny. Be cool. Like,
be cool, honey bunny. Yeah. Be cool,
honey bunny. I love it. So that's the best.
Be cool, honey bunny.
Be cool, honey buddy.
It's the best. All that diner stuff is great.
It really is.
My wife and I still do lines from that movie continuously to each other. We love Pulp Fiction. It's so great.
Be cool, honey bunny.
Be cool, honey bunny. Be cool. yeah, definitely check out Pulp Fiction if you haven't. And check out the sound. The soundtrack's great. So the original version of the song is on the soundtrack, which is where I heard it. Now, I didn't know that there was a cover version of it done by Mr. Eric...
Heatherly.
But the song... Originally in 1966, just a little bit more, won a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary R&R Performance and Group Vocal and Instrumental. They recorded the song in 1975 for their first greatest hits album for Mercury Records. And then, of course, Eric Heatherly recorded a song in 2000 on his debut record, Swimming in Champagne, and released as his debut single. And his rendition reached number 6 on a Hot Country charts and number 50 on the Billboard Hot 100. So this song has had a lot of success for...
Two life cycles.
Yeah, two life cycles, lots of success.
Absolutely.
So if no one remembers the song, if you haven't heard this before, well, let me jar your memory. So we're going to play obviously the Eric Heatherly version.
Mm-hmm.
But here we go. I know, like, he made it more rockabilly too.
A little bit. It's just a updated,
yeah,
Hunter song version of the thing.
Yeah. He did the, it made it a lot more upbeat. Like,
yeah.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness. All that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo.
That's my favorite part.
I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town.
Good song. As long as I like his version.
Babe, it's hard to slow this swinger down. So please don't give
I feel like this song, this version, really showcases the fun behind the song.
Yeah.
Where the other version is a more mature sound? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a little, you know what? Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Absolutely. It's a good just comparison. So we can,
yeah, just to play.
I mean, the other is good. Go. It's not bad.
Yeah, no, not
it's
at all.
A little more flavor.
Yeah. There we go. Flowers on the wall. Here's the difference.
Oh, this...
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking
very traditional
in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn.
This is my life, the deck of 51.
Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo.
I love that bass.
I have nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails.
Yeah. So you know what it is too? It's very much a product of the 60s. Like, it's very 60s sounding, very like folky, you know, like country, folk. Very much more traditional, like a little more formal.
Barbershop.
Right. Yeah, barbershop. Like, versus, and they're really using, yeah, versus the that version, the Eric Flowers.
Is that his name? Eric Heatherly. I feel like you just did a meme moment. Eric Flowers.
Anyway, his version, though, is definitely much more, it's much more rock, much more upbeat. Mm-hmm. Like, you could... I like his updated take on it, though.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
I think it's good. I love that line. By the way, did anybody else watch Captain Kangaroo growing up?
Oh, I sure did.
Okay. I mean, I know some of our younger listeners and viewers may not remember. Yeah, Captain Kangaroo. Definitely much more of a product of our childhood. But yeah, I used to watch Captain Kangaroo. I loved Captain Kangaroo. So I always love that reference. Captain Kangaroo.
So good. And
so good.
To Ian's point, he says he loves the voices in the original. And I can't argue that. Their voices
are
wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
They're very talented.
Very, very. No, I love that, that they're all just singing together, kind of, you know, doing their thing. So it's definitely a big difference, though, I'd say. Like, still, it's not like it's such a departure. It's just that he just added that more, like, rockabilly, more upbeat element to it. You know,
it's a product of 2000.
Right, exactly. It sounds very much like that. So, all right. So where do I rank this song on a scale of 1 to 5 records? I hadn't heard this song in a while because I hadn't actually listened to the Pulp Fiction soundtrack in a while. But there was a time when I listened to that Pulp Fiction soundtrack religiously because I love that movie. And I really think it's a solid soundtrack. And that's a great soundtrack where you listen to the songs and you know the scenes that those songs are in. Like, you visually see it. Sure. And I also always love the story. So real quick about Quentin Tarantino, as a, whether you like him or hate him, when he was right, in particular, when he wrote Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, all that, I read an interview, and I don't know if he's still doing that, but he did for that, is that he would actually select a soundtrack, the songs he would want to hear in the movie first, and then write to that. Like, so he kind of reversed it because he wanted to, like, he would hear the music and be like, I want this song, these songs in the movie. And then he would then begin to develop the story and write the script around the songs, knowing that those are the songs he wanted in the movie. I always thought that was wild. I love that.
I can see that because when I listen to something like All Mine.
Yeah.
I'm already coming up with what the scene is in my head of where that music goes. So for him to be inspired by songs and piece together a movie based on 12 song soundtrack or something, I just think that is phenomenal. And that would make sense why some of his movies are so interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Like,
yeah.
Pulp Fiction is interesting.
Yeah, and I love that it's all, you know, it's all, I always used to say, like, we used to say, like, I'd love to, like, re-edit Pulp Fiction and tell it in order, but, like, re-edit it so it's actually in the order of the sequence because it's not, you know, the way you watch it. It's
interesting.
It bounces the narratives back and forth and all. I mean, I love it. It's great because it keeps you, like, wondering how it's all going to turn out, but, you know, after you see it, you're like, I would love to see this movie in order just once, just I'd love to see how different it is.
Yeah.
But all right, so where am I ranking this song on a scale of 1 to 5 records? I like the updated version for the 2000s. I think it's kind of, I think it's cool. It works. I'm trying to sing. I think I would choose to put this on. I mean, I'll definitely. I like this version. I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's 4 records for me.
I can understand,
but it's not. It's not mediocre either.
Okay.
So I'm gonna squarely put this at a 3.6.
3.6. Well, listen, I accept that because that's very country to me. That rockabilly, like, there's
no, and I like rockabilly. I love rockabilly. I feel like that for me. Once again, I'm weighing it against the other songs. Like, the other songs excite me. I like this song. I like the original version that's in the movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good song. Do I feel like it's as good as the other two? No.
Fair.
But I still feel like it's a good tune. So 3.6 is a respectable rating.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. So, Chris, it should come at no surprise that this week you are the champion of songs to get high to.
It just worked out that way, everybody.
We did not stack the deck. He did not wear that shirt knowing he's going to be the winner.
Yeah. And shout out to Best Buds. You guys are awesome. Hopefully they'll be open soon in New Jersey. So they're working very hard to get that dispensary open. So shout out to my friends over at Best Buds. Yes, absolutely.
How far will that be from you?
Quite a distance. They're going to be down in southern Jersey, closer to the Philadelphia area. So for me, that's about like a good like hour and a half to 2 hours away.
Oh, okay.
Actually, more closer to 2 hours away.
We have so many dispensaries here around me. Like, well,
Michigan's loaded with dispensaries. Yeah,
it is, and we are right across the state, like the state line of Ohio that just now legalized.
But they are
for many years they weren't. So like, of course, my area is where they all were. So I could get to 20. In 15 minutes or less.
It's great. Yeah, I mean, they're right here in Rockaway, we got 2 open. Actually, there's in the borough, there's 2. There's another one that's open in the township. So they are coming. Popping they are up. Coming. Coming to a state near
like
you soon.
Corner liquor stores.
Basically. But
that
better.
We know back in the day, all the so grandmas much better. And grandpas were all enraged that liquor stores were popping up on the corners.
Yeah.
Times have just changed.
Now you can buy safely and legally.
That's right. Absolutely. And that's my thing.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that what you're going to consume is what you're buying to consume.
Right. That's right. Support your local dispensary. They're small business owners, just like anybody else. Yes. Support your local dispensary. Just buy something. Just go in there and buy something. Try it. Try something out. If you've never been in there before, just try something out. Try something at your speed. Talk to the bud tenders. They're good.
But they know to your and Ashley's point, make sure you read the dosage recommendation.
Make sure, especially if it's edibles, read your dosage. If you have questions, talk to your bud tender there. They are happy to help you. They are trained. They will help you. Don't be fearful. It's okay. Everybody's got their first time in there. Don't be nervous. It's all good. It's all good. All right. Well, hey, this was an awesome 420 episode, by the way. I love this. This was great. This was awesome. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. But the show's not over yet, folks, because we have one last piece of business to attend to.
We do.
What time is it, Amanda Sharp?
It is time to spin the wheel of show things. Woo!
That's right. Time to spin the wheel of show themes. So, all right, I'm shuffling the wheel. It has been shuffled.
Shuffled.
And we are going to spin the wheel to see what next week's show theme will be.
Tina, it might land on another one of yours.
If it lands on another Tina one, I'm going to say she's somehow controlling this.
Yeah, she's got like a direct connection.
Hidden gems on YouTube.
I am intrigued by this one because I feel like we find hidden gems on TikTok all the time.
I know. Oh, man.
Now I'll just have to consume a little bit from, oh, goodness. Well, like Austin Brown, huge YouTube hidden gem there for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some good people that are going to be on there.
Yeah. So music hidden gems, basically. Because we're going to keep it music-based. Obviously, there's a lot of hidden gems. But we're going to keep it music-based hidden gems.
That will happen to be a video of some sort, more than likely. But it will be music-based, to your point. Okay, this is exciting.
Hidden gems in terms of great songs or great videos. I say either or.
Either or. It just has to have the song factor.
Right. Yeah. So I it's a great question, Dave. And I don't remember how that came on. Somebody else or it was one of ours. So I don't know. But I actually don't remember this one at all. But hey, it's there. So I say hidden gems in terms of great songs or great videos. I think either or, right? Because there are a lot of great music videos out there that are like
absolutely
completely forgotten about or very hidden. I've never really made it past mainstream status, but have done maybe well on YouTube and all that stuff. So
this is going to be a challenge.
It is going to be a challenge.
There'll be a different level of research that we're going to have to put into this particular episode.
Yeah, absolutely. I already know one.
Good. Ooh, I know one, but it won't be appropriate.
I know one, and it may only be a good hidden gem to me, but. But
doesn't matter.
I laugh every time I watch it. So, and it is music based. It's 100% music based. So one's coming to mind right now. So we'll see if it makes it through the week as I begin to compile my list. But hey, guys, listen. Anybody who's watching this, listening, let us know. We want to hear from you. Let us know in the comments in our Facebook group. We'll make a post there too, and let us know some of your hidden gems. Great songs or great videos. I would say great music videos. Or live videos, things like it has to be music based. It has to deal with music. Like, obviously, there's a ton of like great meme videos and all that, but let's keep it to music. So I would say great songs, great music videos. Does that or like a video of a live performance or something like that?
Yeah, because it could be very those deep cut. Like, remember when you sent me, I think it was during the pandemic, like a bunch of country artists were just sitting around the campfire.
Yeah.
That type of concept, you know, where it didn't go on an album, but they all just said it could be a great cover.
Yeah.
Of a song, you know, just a YouTuber.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flexibility here. I'm really excited to do some deep diving.
Absolutely, 100%. So, all right, everybody. So that is next week's theme, Hidden Gems on YouTube. Call it music gems, we'll call it. Music gems. Hidden music gems on YouTube. So we'll be posting that in the Facebook group. And, of course, you can leave your comments here. And we want to see what you guys think we should feature on next week's show, because nice. this one will be a fun one. This one will be interesting for sure. All right, everybody. Well, that wraps it up for us today. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Thank you, Ashley, Dave, Ian from Australia, my sister Stephanie checking in. I think I got everybody else.
You got everyone.
Yeah. And for anybody else who was watching live, you didn't comment. That's cool. That's fine. We appreciate you hanging out with us here today. Make sure, once again, you check out our Patreon if you haven't done that yet. Sign up for free for 7 days. Check it out. As I've said, right now we have my top 10 Metallica song lists. Top 10 Metallica songs are live on there now, plus a bunch of other awesome content. You could request things in there. We have a bunch of requests going on in there right now for stuff that Amanda and I need to make for everybody, and just all kinds of cool stuff. So sign up for that, and make sure you hit that subscribe button, the like button, the follow button, all those things. And we will see you next week on another episode of Song Swap Showdown.
Bye, everyone.
Get notified every single time we drop a new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. Just hit that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, please use the email address in our show notes and we'll get right back to you. And last but not least, please feel free to follow us over on our social accounts on Instagram and TikTok at Song Swap Showdown, or join our ever-growing community in our Facebook group by using the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.